بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, in our thoughts on on habits, habits make the man or woman, positive habits, I mentioned to you yesterday about being structured in our approach and in having, you know, attending to excellence in detail. Today I want to talk to you about another extremely important and powerful habit, and that is the habit of reading. Now, I'm not dogmatic about, you know, your way you read, meaning I'm not saying that necessarily that has to be on a, that you must necessarily read a book which is a paper book, meaning, you know, a sort of hard copy. You're welcome to read it any way you like, whether it's Kindle or whatnot. Some people prefer to have a book where they can turn the pages. Other people prefer the convenience of a Kindle or some other digital platform where they have other conveniences, like finding, you know, your bookmarks and also obviously having on Kindle, having hundreds of books at your disposal at the same time, without the burden of physically having them or carrying them around. But the important thing is to read. In reading also, what I strongly recommend is two things. One is to have a a daily reading goal, so that you must read so many pages in a day, or you must read for this period in a day. I know all this sounds tedious. I mean, all this sounds like a, you know, you would rather read for entertainment, and I want to read whenever I feel like reading. You know, why must I have a timetable? Why must I have sort of compel myself to read so many pages in a day, and so on and so forth? You know, the key to efficiency is to do something when you don't really want to do it. That's the key to it. Something that needs to be done, that you do it even though at that time you don't really want to do it. Yesterday we spoke about making the bed. I'm sure there are going to be not one morning, but many mornings when you get up, you just want to walk away. You don't want to spend that time. It doesn't take a huge amount of time. It's just a couple of minutes. But you don't really want to do that. You don't really want to make your bed. But as I told you, when you return home that night, you're going to be very happy that you did that. So to do something when you don't really want to do it, that is the secret of efficiency. That's the secret of winning. So also with reading, make a timetable and say that I will read from this time to this time, or I will read so many pages in a day, and make sure that you do that. Ideally, of course, is also to enjoy while you do that. Enjoy reading what you read, and that's why that's a choice that you have. So, read anything. I am not even going to list what I think is good to read, because that depends on my choices. You read whatever you think is good. Ideally speaking, it should be something which is beneficial to you in terms of adding learning to your own to yourself, whereby reading whatever it is, you get some knowledge and you are, and so forth. But also just enjoy doing that. So this is the first thing I say, the habit of reading. Then that is the first part of it. Second part of it is analyze what you read, even if it is a novel, even if you are reading just a story. The story is not even true. It's a fantasy. It's imagination. It's, you know, somebody wrote the story and you're reading it. But read it with a with read it and then sit and analyze that and say, what is it that I can learn from this story? Now, you'd be surprised at the number of things that you can actually learn from stories, because these are stories are a classic way of teaching. And there are many, many teachers in the world who used stories as ways of teaching. One of the most powerful of them is Isa alayhi salam. The parables of Jesus, as they are called, Isa alayhi salam's stories, the way he taught his followers, was through stories. And so also all the Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, would tell people some stories of the past in order for us to learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us stories of the past. Of course, the stories that Rasulullah ﷺ told us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us are haqq. These actually happened. These are not fantasies or imagination. These are things which actually took place. Unless it was something that is mentioned specifically as this is a parable. I mean, in some cases this has been done. Where something is mentioned and then we are also told that this is not a true story. This is something that is illustrative, and it is being told for you to understand the actual lesson that is being taught to you. So that's a different issue. But otherwise, the story is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us and what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us are true stories. The point I'm saying is that whether the story is true or whether it's a parable, the key thing that you should think about is, what do I learn from this? So if I'm reading, for example, the story of Musa alayhi salam, you know it is true. This is not a parable. It's a true story. Historically, these things happen. Now, what did I learn from that? That's the main thing, because leaving it as it is not beneficial. Now, what happened to Musa alayhi salam happened to Musa alayhi salam. And if I just read the story, I say, okay, this is a nice story. But so what? What will benefit me is if I say, all right, this is what happened here. But now when I'm reading the story, what do I learn from this? So in Musa, in the case of, if you take the story of Musa alayhi salam, for example, here is a story of just the beginning of it, where Musa alayhi salam is being given this task of taking Islam to the Firaun, invite him towards Islam. What is it that I learn from this story? I'm being given a task which is, on the face of it, practically impossible, one of the most difficult tasks that I can that can be imagined, and on top of that, this task is being given to me. This man is highly unlikely to accept what I am going to tell him, and I know this from day one, because I grew up in the man's house. I know the person. I know his whole arrogance and his attitude and so on and so forth. Still, I am being given this task. What do I do? Sometimes today we talk about, this is a losing proposition, thankless job, and, things like this. But here was Musa alayhi salam, and here was his situation. It was, call it what you want. But how did he approach it? Did he do his best, or did he start off by thinking that this can't happen, so therefore I'm just going to, just fill in the blanks or tick the boxes, and that's it, and I'm really not going to make an effort because I know it won't succeed. Did he do that? How did he approach that? Now, that is the key thing. That's where we learn how to deal with tasks which may seem to be impossible to begin with. Then you might say, if I did that, then Musa alayhi salam was still not successful. Well, Musa alayhi salam was not successful with regard to the Pharaoh himself, but Musa alayhi salam was very successful with regard to the wife of Pharaoh. He was successful with the person, the man who was from the Isle of Pharaoh, who was from the people of Pharaoh, who came to Islam. And then, of course, Musa alayhi salam was successful in his mission, which was to free the Bani Israel from the tyranny of Pharaoh. Alhamdulillah. So it's not a question of success as we define it, as we choose to define it, but success as is defined by the Ridha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main thing is, whatever Musa alayhi salam did, was Allah pleased with it? Yes, the answer is yes, Allah was pleased with it, and therefore he was successful. So the key thing there is, how do I approach a task, even though the task seems to be impossible, difficult, and so on? I approach it from the perspective that my goal is not the task itself, my goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will do it to the best of my ability, even though I may feel that I know I cannot succeed. I'm not going to stay with that. I'm going to say, I don't really know that, because how do I know? Allah knows best. So I'm going to try and do my best and see if I, what I can do with it. And this happens when we read. So when we read, we know what's happening. We know what other people did, and it gives us encouragement. It gives us a direction, a purpose, a way of understanding the challenges that we face. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.